This is Fresh Air. Heather Has Two Mommies and Daddy's Roommate are two of the most controversial children's books of our time. Why? Because they're about children with gay parents. In New York City's multicultural rainbow curriculum, they were included in the bibliography of optional reading material. But protest against them was so forceful, the books were removed from the list. Similar controversies have erupted around these books in other schools and in libraries, where some parents' groups have demanded that the books be removed from the shelves. What exactly do these books have to say? In a moment, you'll hear for yourself. My guests are Leslia Newman, author of Heather Has Two Mommies, and Michael Wilhoit, author of Daddy's Roommate. I asked them if they wrote the books with the idea that they would be used in schools.
No, I had no idea the book would be used in school. The reason I wrote Heather was that I was walking down the street and a lesbian came up to me and asked me if I would write a book that reflected her family. So it wasn't an idea that I had.
So you kind of picture this as mothers reading the book to their children to kind of give them the chance to see their own lives reflected in a book.
Exactly.
And Michael, what about you?
Well, I simply wrote something to illustrate because that's what I am first and foremost as an artist. Sasha Allison, my publisher, wanted me to do a children's book because he was starting this line with a gay slant. So the first thing I thought of was the title, and it took me a while to come up with the book, but I finally did it. And what I really intended to do was to simply do a book for the children who found themselves in the situation of having a gay parent.
Well, instead of talking about your books in the abstract, I'm going to ask each of you to read an excerpt of the book, and then we'll talk more about the controversy surrounding the books. Leslia, let's start with you. Maybe you could read the first part of Heather Has Two Mommies for us.
This is Heather. She lives in a little house with a big apple tree in the front yard and lots of tall grass in the backyard. Heather's favorite number is 2. She has 2 arms, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 hands, and 2 feet. Heather has 2 pets, a ginger-colored cat named Gingersnap and a big black dog named Midnight. Heather also has 2 mommies, Mama Jane and Mama Kate. A long, long time ago, before Heather was born, Mama Jane and Mama Kate were very good friends. Only they weren't mommies then. They were just Jane and Kate. Kate lived on one side of town with Midnight, and Jane lived on the other side of town with Gingersnap. After they were friends for a long, long time, Kate and Jane realized that they were very much in love with each other. They decided they wanted to live together and be a family together. So Jane and Kate and Midnight and Gingersnap all moved into the little house with the big apple tree in the front yard and the tall grass in the backyard, and they were all very happy except for one thing. Kate and Jane wanted to have a baby. After they talked about it for a long time, they decided the baby would grow in Jane's womb. A womb is a special place inside a woman where babies grow. Jane ate lots of good food and got plenty of rest so she would be strong and healthy to carry the baby. Kate and Jane went to see a special doctor together. After the doctor examined Jane to make sure that she was healthy, she put some sperm into Jane's vagina. The sperm swam up into Jane's womb. If there was an egg waiting there, the sperm and the egg would meet and the baby would start to grow. Jane and Kate waited and waited to see if the sperm and the egg had started to grow into a baby. About a month went by. Then Jane said she felt a little funny. She was hungry a lot and her breasts felt tender. After another month went by, Jane's belly started getting bigger. There was a baby growing inside of Jane's womb. Kate and Jane were so happy, they hugged each other and kissed each other and laughed so hard that they cried. This is what Jane looked like right before Heather was born. Her belly grew so big she had to get all new clothes. Kate put her hand on Jane's belly to feel the baby kick. "She's strong," Kate said. Soon it was time for Heather to be born. Jane sat up in bed and pushed and pushed. A special nurse called the midwife was there to help. Kate was there to help, too. When the baby's head was showing, the midwife stepped back and out popped baby Heather right into Kate's arms.
And that's an excerpt of Heather Has Two Mommies. Leslie, I think the most controversial part of this book is the part about artificial insemination. Now, the book is promoted as being for children of ages 3 to 8. Do you really think that 3 and 4-year-olds are capable of comprehending what artificial insemination is?
Well, I'll talk about that page because originally that page wasn't in the book. And originally the book was self-published. And the one New York publisher that was interested in the book said to me, there has to be something in here about how the mother got pregnant because kids know that 2 women can't make a baby. So what I did was I went around to different lesbian parents and said, what do you tell your children? What would you like to see in a book? And that's what I came up with. And I also use the term alternative insemination rather than artificial insemination. And the page is really, you can use the page in a lot of ways. You could use it to discuss with your children where they came from, how they were conceived. Or a lot of mothers I know skip that page until they think their child is ready to talk about it.
Don't the children ask, what's on that page, Mommy?
Well, I was a daycare teacher for many years, and, you know, half the time I made up the words to books.
Mm-hmm. Well, if an editor asked you to put it in and then ended up not publishing the book anyways, did you ever think of taking it out? Did you want it in? Did you think that it worked for kids who were 3 and 4?
I didn't think it was necessary, but I don't regret it. I don't think it's a bad thing.
What other parts of the book have been most controversial for you?
Just the whole concept that this child has two mommies and she's a happy, well-adjusted child and she lives her life like any other kid. People seem to have a very hard time with that. You know, people say that the book is too sugary and that Heather should have some problems.
What do you think about that?
Well, at the time that I wrote and published the book, there was no other book for kids with lesbian parents. And I thought, if all these children are going to have one book, I'd rather it be a happy book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, these kids don't need the Well of Loneliness.
but it's interesting. You I don't know if this is published yet, but I know you were working on a book about a lesbian couple who gets a divorce and what it's
right.
like for their child. Is that book finished yet?
Yeah, that book is out. It's called Saturday is Patty Day. It was published by New Victoria Publishers just this year. And that's another book that reflects some kids' reality.
And what's the story you tell in that book?
The book is about a little boy named Frankie who lives with his two mothers, Patty and Allie, and Patty and Allie split up, so every Saturday Frankie goes to see Patty. So, and the book takes place, his first visit to Patty after his mommy split up.
Okay. Michael Wilhoit, I'd like you to read from your book, Daddy's Roommate. And I've picked out a couple of excerpts for you to read from this.
My mommy and daddy got a divorce last year. Now, there's somebody new at Daddy's house. Daddy and his roommate Frank live together, work together, eat together, sleep together, shave together, and sometimes even fight together. But they always make up. Frank likes me, too. Just like Daddy, he tells me jokes and riddles. Mommy says Daddy and Frank are gay. At first, I didn't know what that meant, so she explained it. Being gay is just one more kind of love, and love is the best kind of happiness. Daddy and his roommate are very happy together, and I'm happy too.
Now, I'm sure this is the last question in the book here is, you know, what does it mean to be gay? I'm sure this is a question that kids ask a lot. How did you go about deciding how to address that in the book?
Well, I honestly didn't know what to do at first. I thought if I went into the logistics of what it was like for two men to go to bed together, I thought it would be altogether unsuitable for a children's book. So I decided to focus on the love aspect, which is, after all, something that's I think much more important than sex, and which tends to get overlooked by people who find objection to the gay lifestyle.
My guests are Michael Wilhoit, author of Daddy's Roommate, and Leslea Newman, author of Heather Has Two Mommies. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Leslea Newman and Michael Wilhoit. Their books about children of gay parents have been at the center of controversies in schools and libraries. Now, both of these books, Heather Has Two Mommies and Daddy's Roommate, were at first included in what was called the Rainbow Curriculum in New York City. This is a multicultural curriculum. It was included only in the bibliography. It wasn't part of the literature that was supposed to be taught in the classroom, but it was in the bibliography of other reading or recommended reading. And because of the controversy around those two books, the two books were later removed from the bibliography. How involved did you get in that controversy?
Well, I went down to New York quite often since I'm a native New Yorker, and I was very interested in what was going on down there. So I spoke to a lot of groups and was really horrified, actually, to see how much hatred was directed at gay families, gay school board members. It was horrendous. It was very frightening.
Michael, what about you?
Well,
did you get involved with it?
No, I didn't. I didn't get involved with it at all. I have a full-time job aside from my my illustration and writing, which is a sideline, and I just don't have the opportunity to go to New York as often as I'd like. Or I might very well have done so.
How would you see, Wesley, your book being used in the classroom? What context would you imagine?
Oh, context, being used in? Talking about different kinds of families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a daycare teacher for a long time, and one thing that kids do is talk about their families constantly, what they did over the weekend with mommy or mommy and daddy and daddy, or, you know, whatever your constellation is. And it's really important for every child to feel safe talking about whatever kind of family she or he comes from. So I thought it would be a way to put kids at ease with all types of families.
How have your books done in libraries?
oh, that is some topic. I'm not sure about Heather Has Two Mommies, although our books have been sort of attacked and praised together. But the libraries have really borne the brunt of the controversy. But somewhere between 30 and 40 libraries have been attacked, or at least petitioned to have the books removed from their shelves. And very much to the librarians' credit, only about three have done anything about it. And all they've done really is simply to move it to the adult shelves.
Michael, I'm going to put you on the spot a second and ask you what you think of the artificial insemination page in Heather Has Two Mommies.
Me? Well, okay. I think it's a good idea. Frankly, I wonder about its being appropriate for younger children. But again, I think if a mother has the option of skipping the page, why not go ahead and do it?
For both of you, this was your first children's book. But you each went on to write other children's books.
That's right.
Do you feel that your
notoriety?
No, that's what I was thinking of. That your comfort with the genre has increased. Do you feel like you've learned a lot by writing more books about what works with children?
Oh, I know I have.
I definitely have. I've gone on to write, I think, 7 children's books. And I won a children's writing award last year. And then I've also gotten contracts with a major publisher for 2 books. So I hope that symbolizes that I have improved a little bit and I know a little more about what I'm doing.
Are all those books about children in lesbian families?
No. One of my books that Clarion is bringing out is called Remember That, and it's about a young Jewish girl and her relationship with her grandmother who goes into a nursing home. And the other book is called Too Far Away to Touch, Close Enough to See, and it's about a little girl whose favorite uncle is gay and living with AIDS.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Michael? Have all your children's books been on gay themes?
Yes, essentially. My second book was done in collaboration with Leslia. She wrote a wonderful story called Belinda's Bouquet, and I did the illustrations for it. And the lesbian angle to this book is very slight. It's about this little girl named Belinda and her friend Daniel, and Daniel has two mothers, and nothing much more than that is made of it.
Yeah, this is a book about her being self-conscious.
It's about self-esteem.
Yeah, because she's been called fat.
Yes, a very insensitive adult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you say to parents who think that, why should their children have to be exposed to this? In their community, there aren't openly gay couples. There aren't openly gay couples in their neighborhood. It isn't an issue in their immediate community. So why should they have to learn about this in school, and then the kids will come home and ask questions of the parents that the parents are very uncomfortable discussing?
Well, first I would say to the parents, look again, because every person in the country knows someone who's gay or lesbian, whether they want to admit it or not. And then I might tell them the thing that so many parents don't want to hear, which is that they have a 1 in 10% chance of raising someone who's going to grow up to be gay or lesbian, and not to make incredible assumptions that everyone they know is heterosexual. And, you know, it's the 90s. If they really want to prepare their children to live in this world, they've got to be open to all kinds of people and all kinds of families.
Why do you think your books have become such flashpoints in the debate about homosexuality?
Because when you put kids and a subject like this together, people get very protective of their children.
And people have such a huge fear that their children are going to grow up to be gay or lesbian. I mean, as if that would be such a bad thing. I mean, I think people could handle, you know, that their kids are going to be axe murderers more easily sometimes because they think this is such an abomination.
And you're saying that people assume that your book is almost like an instruction manual or something that would, like, give permission to children to grow up and be gay or something?
Yes, I get that impression.
I really don't understand it because, you know, when I read this book to kids, the kids relate to Heather. The kids aren't relating to her mommies as role models. They're just looking at Heather. So, you know, I think that the adults that are so against these books are reading an awful lot into them. I also think it's really important to say that a book cannot change anybody's sexuality. I mean, if books could change our sexualities, we would all be straight. You know, we grew up reading about heterosexual families ad nauseum, and, you know, some of us are gay.
Leslea Newman is the author of Heather Has Two Mommies, Gloria Goes to Gay Pride, and Saturday is Patty Day. Michael Wilhoit is the author of Daddy's Roommate, and Uncle What Is It is coming to visit. This is Fresh Air.